First shiur in Maseches Yevamos, Hey Tov Shin Lamed Hey El Yud Beis El Hey Tov Shin Lamed Hey, August 19th, 1975, Brisk, Chicago.
So what's our now? There are two brothers. One brother dies and he has no children. So the halacha is that his wife is the fellow's leyim. So, and she's a soul issue. So the yotun, the brother, the surviving brother, can either be in the yam. And if he doesn't want to be in the yam, so then he has to be machlitzim. And until he gives a chlitze, so she's in Yivomo Rishon. So there are 15 women that are considered arayas, that were supposed. Suppose, let's say, you have Rubei has a brother, Roshe, and he's married to the daughter of Roshe, Sorach Bas Roshe. So then, Rubei died. Now, Roshe cannot be without his own daughter, Sorach. So not only is Sorach Turom Nachlitz Mayim, suppose Rubin has another wife, it's Sorach, a co-wife. So the halacha is that Sorach, who is an elder to Roshe, that's Roshe's daughter, so she patters the co-wife too, the Sorach too. That's the halacha of Petri Soriseyed. Now, what's the halacha of Petri Soriseyed? Let's say Rubin had two brothers. He had the brother Shimon and then the brother Osha. And Rubin was married to Sorach Bas Osha, his niece. And he has a brother Shimon too. Then Rubin died and he has no children. So Osha cannot be Miyam. He cannot be Miyam Sorach, that's his daughter, and he cannot be Miyam the co-wife. I mean, let's say Rubin had another wife. Her name was Sorach. So, because Sorach is an elder to Hoshea, so she patters Sore, the Tzore also. So Hoshea could not be Miyave Sorach, he could not be Miyave Sore, the Tzore. But Shimon could be Miyave. So Shimon was Miyave the Tzore, Sore. And then Shimon had another wife. So that wasn't the first Megillah. So in the first Megillah, Shimon was Miyav, Moshe couldn't be Miyav. So Shimon was Miyav in the Tzoret of Sorach, Sorach. And then he had another wife, Rosal. And then Shimon died. So the halacha is, and again they fell before Moshe. That's the second Megillah. So Rochel is also Ptorom Nachmitzvayim. Rochel is a Tzoret Sorach. And Zorah, that's the law. Now, Gemara deduces this from the Pasuk. So Gemara says that in so far as Zorah is concerned, so we don't even have to resort to the Pasuk. Because it's a Mashiach, because and they said the essay of Hebrew could not be the Elvis is a shape of the poets. But we have to resort to the Pasuk in regard to the Zorah, because the Zorah is not an elder. If there had been any Pasuk, So then we would say, Osha cannot be Miyav in Sorach, but Zoreh, the Zoreh of Sorach, it could be Miyav, as far as the Yisrael of Yishesach is concerned. So every woman there is an Yisrael of Yishesach, but there's the Yisrael of Yishesach also called Hebrew, that the Yisrael of Yishesach was good at working Hebrew. So if we didn't tell Yisrael of Yishesach, especially the Sakosu, that an elder patters in Zoreh, so then, she would be spooked over to him. That's all. But we have a special Tzakosu. Where is that Tzakosu? There's the passage in Achimeis of Yisho Lacheso Sikach Yitzchel Galis Al Kosto Oleo Mechayo. So we learn out Yobi Oleo. So we learn out Oleo. So that means that this passage of Oleo has reference to the Mokim Mitzvah. Mokim Mitzvah means where one brother died and was not survived by children. So So the Torah says, Mishalachiso, Rusika Hagal, Israel, Gali Sabosa Lev Hayo. So that means not only that is the Ishto you cannot take, but even the Torah, Israel, even the Torah of that is Ishto, you cannot take. So from this passage, we deduce the halacha that there's an elbow pattern. So the passage is mentioned in connection with one elbow, Achisishto. But we learn out other elbows. Other elbows are another analogous to Achisishto. So that's the law from Shemri Moshe. So what is true of the elbow of Achisishto is true of all elbows. So it's true of Bitei, Bas Bitei, Bas Bnei, Bas Ishtei, Bas Bno, Bas Bito. I mean, Kawose, Achei Semyomi, Achei Semimei, Ishizochid Mimei, and so on. So all the elbows. So it's the same. This is what the Mishnah says. Chomish Esrei Noshim Pechri Soni Seyed. Vitzoni Soni Seyed. Now, Vitzoni Soni Seyed has reference to the second interior. You cannot tell the Torah story, you cannot visualize a case of Torah story unless there is a second interior. The Torah story is there. And then, I mean, Torah story story is there, the third interior. Torah story 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 is there, the fourth interior. At Minachlitze, Nayib, Matzei, Poyot. Veile, Bitei, Ubas, Bitei, Ubas. So, the 15 elders are Bitei. That's it. Rubin was married to the daughter, let's say, to the daughter of his wife, or Reuben was married to the granddaughter of his wife, or Basnei also a granddaughter, Basnei, or Reuben was married to Bas Ishtei of Shem, to and Bas No and Bas Bito, Chamei Sei Ben Chomo. Now let's see the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. It's a very long Rashi. It's a very long Rashi. They should talk to the woman. We can also say, "Harelu Petrus Torisayon, Petrus Torisayon, Dinachmitze Nayim Matzivay." This is the first word of the Rashi. Then the second word of the Rashi. All right. Now let's see the Rashi. Chomish Eskenoshim Petrus Torisayon. He told the same. She moyachas ben Yisroel Yochid. If, let's say, the daughter, let's say, now was married, the daughter of Osher, Zora, was married to Reuben. Reuben was married to Bas Ochid. So, she was a husband to the Lord. Biru Yisha Heret. So, Reuben was married. He was married to the daughter Zora, the daughter of his brother Osher. And he had another wife, Zophet, who made the Rebbani, and the woman died. So she came to it. So not only Zorah could have been Yisrael and does not have to get Chmitzeh from Moshe here, but even the Zorah of Zorah. The Zorah is so easy. I say, well, must this be for Chameisei. Now let's see what he says. Chameisei she means Bailo, Vinoso Ochi, who made the Rebbani. So Rashi, he to mention an example of Chameisei, so he mentions, let's say, in other words, a woman and children, two brothers, woman died, and woman was married to the mother-in-law of Shimon. To the mother-in-law of Shimon. Now Rashi could mention a very simple example of woman being married to the mother-in-law of Shimon. Shimon took a bus Reuben. Now let's say, so let's say, Reuben's wife, her name was Leah, Reuben himself. All right. Now Shimon was married to the niece of his brother Reuben. Then, and Reuben was married, so then Reuben died. And let's say, the wife of Reuben, so she is his mother-in-law. because Shimon was married to her daughter. Women in Sohar are husband and wife. And Shimon was married to their daughter. His niece, Reuben, was Shimon's brother. And then Reuben died. So the wife of Reuben Sohar dead Shimon's mother-in-law. So she's an Arabo. She's an Arabo. Why does he mention that except for wives? So there is a very simple answer. Where is the Hebrew if he survived without children? Now, if Shimon is married to Reuben's, to his father, Reuben's daughter, so he has a child, he has a daughter. So there is no Hebrew. But the Yisrael of Hamesei applies Hebrew la'acham misesishtet. So suppose, now let's say Reuben married, I mean Shimon married Reuben and Sohar's daughter. Sohar is the wife of Reuben. And Shimon was married to their daughter. And then, it's Shimon's wife. The daughter of Reuben and Sohar died. So then there is him. Even if he had a child, but even at the time when he died, so the child had predeceased the father, so then there is him. There is him. So the male but there's still a Hamesei. Now Leah, his mother, woman's wife, falls for you before she even. Why doesn't he mention that example? Of course he couldn't mention an example of his own mother-in-law. Of his own mother-in-law, you know, of his own mother-in-law, I mean, falling before him, if the daughter is still alive. Because then there wouldn't be any Eve. So Reuben has a daughter. Well, suppose that the daughter of Reuben, the wife of Shimon, predeceased Reuben. And then, when Reuben dies, so Reuben has no children. So there is him. There is him. And what she falls, dead, so and so on, falls for him before Shimon. That's his mother-in-law. Why doesn't Rashi mention that example? So the Rivosh in the Shubes mentions that example. The Rivosh mentions. He mentions that example. Shina, I think it's Shubes, Shina and Dal. The Rivosh. But Rashi doesn't mention that example. So Rashi says, Hamesei shemeis bairo rinoso ocher umeis gulgol. So in other words, that he had a mother-in-law, in other words, and the wife of Shimon, so was the daughter of his mother-in-law, not through his father Reuben, but through some other husband. But then, and he married her daughter that she had for another man. But then when that man died, she remarried. Whom did she remarry? She was brother. So Reuben is not the father of his wife. Reuben is not, Shimon is not married to his niece. So this is the example that he mentioned. Why couldn't he mention the example? I mean that the Rivosh is Simon Shina and Dalek mentions. Where Shimon married his niece. Shimon married Reuben's daughter, Reuben and Sohar's daughter, but this daughter of Reuben and Shimon died before Reuben. And then Reuben died. So at the time when Reuben died, was not survived by any children. Because the child that he had, his daughter, the wife of Shimon, the poor wife of Shimon, that predeceased Reuben. So she's an elbow, Hamesei. So is Hamesei. So the answer is, that's Rashi which he does. Now there is a machlekes in Sanhedrin that I involved. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Now, Hamesei is this way. That's in the parish of Ba'alis. That's this way. Now, so Rabbi Shmuel says, now all these arayas are osteya, even le'acha misasishi. Chamesei also. The only elbow that is mutal le'acha misasishi is achesishi. That's the only kreva that is mutal le'acha misasishi. But the general rule is that all the krevas that Arayes, Arasureis, after Gerashim. Of the Ishtein and after Misasish. So Hamisei certainly is Asura, even after one is not allowed to marry his mother-in-law, even after the death of his wife. He's not allowed. So the Mishmuel says in the same English of slavery, he says best, that is ethical to a Hamisei, whose daughter is alive, so he's also applicable to a Hamisei, whose daughter died. Even Mahamis. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva learns out from the posse that when the Rim say faith, only if one marries, when the Rim is his best, only when one marries his mother-in-law while his own wife, the daughter of his mother-in-law, is still alive. But Mahamis says that if he marries his mother-in-law after the death of his wife, the daughter of the mother-in-law, there is no restraint. There is no restraint. Now, so Rashi, so the Shit is the Rambam means there is no restraint. But Korach there is. In all the Arayas, are heavy chiyuv Korach. But some Arayas, heavy chiyuv Mitzvahs Bezdin. Let's say Kawase is a chiyuv Skila. Bide is a chiyuv Sreife. Chametz is a chiyuv Sreife. But all those Arayas that have a chiyuv Mitzvahs Bezdin also have a chiyuv Korach. So the Shit is the Rambam means that according to Rabbi Akiva, Chamezi Lacha Mises Ishtei was Ufka from the Mises Besti, from Srempe, but not from the Chiyuv Koras. The Rashi Shittim business of Hebrew, no. That it was Ufka not only from the Chiyuv Srempe, but from the Chiyuv Koras also. But also in the Rashi Kiz, the Mora says it, also in the Rashi. So Rashi says that I go in the Hebrew, what is the Rashi is, because it's in this Kapi Sedre. Oh, Sheikh Ibn Chesamte. Go back to all moment. So that means, oh, share, why do I have to say, oh, share, something? There is a few he said, the answer is, if my house is Israel, according to Rashi. So then there is no Chiyuv Mitzvahs Bezdin, and according to Rashi, it's Mukke of Chiyuv Koras also, but there is a Mitzvah that I said, and it comes within the oh, Sheikh Ibn Chesamte. So that's Rashi. Now, so according to Rashi, now what is an alpha that matters with all? Only with a Koras. But Chayolam, Yese, that an apple tree, but it doesn't matter with Zorah. Even there is no tree, but in Zorah it doesn't matter. Only an herbivore matters. By definition, an herbivore is a woman for whose cohabitation there is a few gods. So maybe Hamese, according to Rashi, she is an heaven. That Hamese, according to Rabbi Akiva, so Hamese, Le'acham Mitzvahs Ishtei is not only Mufke of Sreife of Mitzvahs Bezdin, but it's also Mufke of Kores, and there's only a Mitzvah of Omo Shechei Ibn Chesamtei, so it doesn't matter with Zore. So the Melech, now, if we visualize it in connection with Shimon marrying his niece, Reuben and Zore's daughter, then we must say that the daughter of Reuben and Zore predeceased Reuben. Because otherwise if she didn't put this is, so there couldn't be any room anywhere. Because woman has children, he has a daughter. Now if she put this is there, so it's like Lacham Mitzvahs Ishtei. Lacham Mitzvahs Ishtei, there is no Koras according to Rashi. There are only a Mitzvah of Moshev and Chasamtei. Some Melech, Rashi couldn't say that. However, according to the Rambam, we can visualize the case of Hamitzvah, the way the divorce says in Siman Shinai Dalet. But Hashem is just saying to say that. Hamesi Shemins, Bairo, Vilnoso, Ochi, Umeiz, Vilvon. Now another question arises. Hashem mentions here, Hamesi Shemins, Bairo, Vilnoso, Ochi, Umeiz, Vilvon. How about Im Hamesi? Doesn't say anything. Does Im Hamesi also, according to Rashi, Im Hamesi has to be visualized in cannot connection with Im Hamesi Shemins, Bairo, Vilnoso, Ochi. His wife, he married the granddaughter of a certain woman. Well, he always must marry the granddaughter of a certain woman. So then, and the grandmother of his wife, of Shimon's wife, the grandmother of Shimon's wife, her husband dies. And then his father Reuben, Shimon's father Reuben, married her. So Rashi means the same thing regarding Abraham and say an Abraham. He doesn't say. We got to have him say, he says, Shemiz Bairo Vinosochi, Umezloibon. But Megabe Imchame say, he doesn't say. Does it mean that only in connection with Hamitse, Rashi has to visualize it in connection of his Bible or Sochem with Blood? He cannot apply it to the case where Shimon married the daughter of Hulin and Tzore, and then his wife, the daughter of Hulin and Tzore, died. Because Rashi Shitose, in such a case, there is no chorus of the Misa of all Shimon Chasamte. Mashenke, in connection with Im Chameise, he can visualize it very simply that he married the granddaughter of his brother, and then she died, and then his mother died. Now, but why should we say that? One of Shia, if Rashi Shita is, that according to Rabbi Akiva, that Hamise Sishte is not to be safe. So it's not only Mufke of Seife, she is Mufke of course as well, it's only in Sadraise, of all Shia of something. So the same thing should apply to Im Hamise too, and Im Chomov too. No, but at that point there is a Machlokes decision. Now, Rambam has his story be it. There remains Halacha Zayin of Chesed as well. Kivin Shekidesh Odom Ishma. Halacha Zayin. There's place for the story be our time. Kivin Shekidesh Odom Ishma. Next fall of the Trinitzel. Sheish Nosha. Yolachas Men Elbo. Kleino. Ben Kine Is Ben Hirish Ben Chayish Ben Hirachamis. So she does so like Hamis. Very well. Imo, veimo, veimo bino, ubito, ubas bito, ubas. Vimbo alachas men bechai ishte, shte miso, ibi bechai ishte. Then Allah has, bo alei lacham zis ishte. So there is no statement, Allah, because we must like Allah kidding. But the Shikta Rambam is, it's only Mufti of Shreite, but the Chorus there is. Hareidu the Chorus, veimbo em isas beze, shenema veim shisri boiz. Alright, so Rasha Shikta is, that the Akkoy is not only Akkoy of Sreif, it's Akkoy of Kosh. Now we might reach the mention of Akkoy of Sheni. Now, Umashu Kosh Rabbeinu, she in Goa Lachas Me Bechai Yishke, she in Yisrof, Umacha Mises Yishke Hei Bikore, Umashu Omu Terezila Nisrofim, the Rabbi Shmoy Yusofa, Chameisei Lacham Yisei Bishreif, the Rabbi Akiva Kod Kabeh Mikadu, the Rabbi Shmoy Yusofim, the Sebe Rabbeinu, Bisreifu Dilek, aber von der Sieg, die Ava gab dann den Otto, der Rabbi Kiva Sova, die Sura Baume, die gab es Reise, so, die Sura Baume, so, die gab es Reise, so, it's Mashma, there is no Kores, bei Fashi, so, the Magnishi says, der Rabba Mol, dass die gab es Reise, die Otto, und kommt die Kores, die Sura Baume, die Rima Shem, und ist die Fest, aber Abo, nach Oshin, viele, die Sura Baume, die Sieg, oh, Shechei, der Chassam, aber Kores, Rech, die Rech, die Rech, ובזה הסכימו הרמב״ם והרש בזל ובאלוך הזה לפעמים. So the רמב״ם והרש בו הגבי ובאש that the קודת רבקים that חמיצי להמציא שתי מזמות כי אוף סטייפה יצפו כי אוף תורס אולסו או מי סבא פה של רצון או יצא לרבי שכל הקרבת מחמסי שזה בכלל זה של החמיס עשי שתי אין בו הם סטייפה והביאו לזה מפני שאין יש בסישתה ובסביתו ובסנו וחמייסה ובמחום אופן דושו מבואי ביחד שחמייסה ואין בינו אין לה חמייסה סישתה בישראל כמו די לו מלעדים ויסגלים זה סישתה זרה so according to the Kiva spells it out in connection with חמייסה that חמייסה לחמייסה סישתה is moved off strength how about them חמייסה אין חומו I mean no בסישתה ובסביתו ובסנו all the other חמייסה הוא בישתה So does the same halacha apply that lach of Mises Ishte it's Mufke of Mises Bezdin or not? So he said, the Shittes HaRambam means yes. That is something that's on Koretz. The Shittes HaRambam means Mugabe HaMese also it's not Mufke of Koretz. But it's Mufke. It's Mufke of Shreif. That's one Shittes. Then he said, Rav Bozecho, oh, the Yomu, the Kaimon Kimandoma, זה מינו ואין כבעשרו, ואין בדברי המחקר, והרמב״ם צהרוני אבקין זה מצורי. זאת אומרת, הרישיינים הוא אחר, כנושאי, זה דהור דינו חלקים, זה חמי צבעה חמסה סינשטה, איזגוף כמשרי, וזה סלימטט, זה חמי צבעה. Because he has a special desire for the family. And we don't run out of the other areas, clearly system. So the other areas, in other words, in Hamitse, in Homo, the other areas, clearly system. So even Laham is a system. They are hired, so there's a huge thing. There's a huge thing. Yes?
Just a general question.
Yes,
the other areas, I learned out for the Russian effort, right?
Yes, so.
Why the ocean in a different?
No, he says, you see, though the Shittas Aramba means, that it couldn't be different. In other words, Eim Chameis and Eim Chomo could not be more Chomo. Eim Chameis, it's not a question of Kala Chayna that we should apply. It's a middle self score.
So why should I need them?
What is it?
Since they're all either easier, they're all going out
there. No, so they say, so the Shittas Aramba means, the Shittas Aramba means that we cannot apply the counts, we don't have to resort to the Kalo Chetner. If we have to resort to the Kalo Chetner, so then we say in Shinadim. And what do you consider Chetner? That's not even in Shinadim, because here, on the contrary, if we say that we're going to the Rambam, so we're not manish, we are maker manish. So it's the same thing, but we don't have to resort to the Kalo Chetner to Yalpus. It's a matter of swap. In other words, that the other areas are analogous to Chametz. So just as Rav Akiva learned out from the post that Chametz is a Chametz is a Zmukov Sreite, the same thing applies to other areas. It's not a question of Yalpus. And then what the Abish thing? The Abuzer, Hokolo, the Omro, the Kaimon, the Mandola, they know the Ike Vasco, the Ibi Dremer. Anyway, there is a Machlevish. So we could say that the reason is why Rashi mentions only in connection with Chameitze, Shemeitz Bailo Binoso Ochid Brit Bulgoy. But in connection with Eim Chameitze, he doesn't say Shemeitz Bailo Binoso Ochid Brit Bulgoy. Because Rashi is Chilik on the Rambam. He's Chilik on the Rambam, and this, the Rambam says that the Hatkoi, that there is a Kosov, that is mentioned in connection with Chameitze, that Laham is a Sishte, it's moved off Sreite. So the Rambam says it applies to that Ayes also, Laham is a Sishte, it's moved off his best. And according to Rashi, if Rashi had agreed with the Shittas Rambam, and the Shittas Rashi means that it's not only moved off his best, it's moved off Kores as well. So here too, there would be only a list of Ayes and no Kores. So then Rashi would say, we carry in Chameitze also, Shemel is Bailo, but maybe Rashi is, but maybe Rashi is Chilik on the Rambam, and Rashi Shittig is that the same Aloha that is mentioned, the same Tzarzakos that is mentioned in connection with Chameis in the Lacham Zesishte, it's Mufti of his Besen, so this Aloha, this Tzarzakos, that Chameis in Lacham Zesishte is Mufti of his Besen, so that applies only to Chameis, but it doesn't apply to Eim Chameis, it doesn't come up. So the Melech, we've got Eim Chameis, it doesn't mention Shemel's Bailoh, but because there we can visualize it in connection with the case where Shimei married the granddaughter of his brother Reuben, and then the granddaughter of Reuben died, and then Reuben died. That there is, but there is a riot, there is a deal from another Rashi in the Mishnah. If you can turn on the next comment. V'yato yochaleima. The Mishnah says, V'yato yochaleima v'chameise yovim chameise yovim chomo. Shemitzu ayol, so shemiyah. So the Rashi. Now that's the second big line in Rashi. No, first you have big lines, then you have small lines. And then again, the second big line in Rashi, after the two dots in the Rashi. V'yato yochaleima. That's explanatory of the Roshna Mishnah. ויאת יוחלימה בחמייסי ובין חמייסי ובין חומו שמיצו על זה. So Rashi says, ויאת יוחלימה שכבו יורדו לא של רבי מאחר, כאילו שמיצו לא אחר. So he doesn't say This is the example of what? Oh, Shemiz Bailo Minos Ochum is one. But if Rashi Shita had been that only in Tabi Chalei say we have to visualize it in connection, would it Shemiz Bailo Minos Ochum is one? But in connection of Eim Chalei Sina, so Rashi shouldn't say, Lo Shul Rabi Mishet Lo Yomu, but he should say, Vyati Loch Leima Shet Lo Yomu Me'acha Kretim Shemizu Ochum, Kim Shemizu, Lo Shul Rabi. Not Nisais. It's Lo Shul Rabi, Kim Shemizu. So that words he has reference here, not only to Chameisei, but to Eim Chameisei and to Eim Chamov as well. So on the contrary, so from this Rashi, so then the question arises, why didn't Rashi mention Ligabe Eim Chameisei also? She means Bailo Masochi, because Rashi will write on what he said in connection with Chameisei. But from this Rashi, it's implicit. On the contrary, that Rashi agrees with the Shem Zeram. Rashi is Chameisei. You see, there are two machlokes l'shemis in regard to the Keturah, Chameisei and Chameisei. One machlokes l'shemis means when the Rabbi Akiva learns out from the post that Chameisei l'chameisei ishte is mufke of streife, does it mean it's mufke of streife? But of course it's not mufke. So the Rambam says, of course it's not mufke, and Rashi in Sanhedrin said that of course it's also mufke. It's only sort of out of all Shem Chasanti. That's one. Then there is another case, the Shem, that the Manimishna mentions. This have coiled from strength, from this is best, Racham is a Sishte. Is it limited only to Chameisei because that verse Akosu is mentioned in connection with Chameisei? Or it applies equally to the other Arais, the Im Chameisei, the Im Chomov. The Im Chomov to all the Arais to the Sishte. So the Shem is a Rambam means that it applies equally to all the Arais. We made according to the Chiddush Rambam, so according to the Chiddush Rambam, and according to Rashi, that it's a goy not only of slavery but of Kores also. So that means that in all Arayas, not only in Chameisei, in Chameisei, in Eim Chomov, so Racham is a Zishte, there is no slavery, there is no Kores, there is only an Isra, that's all. So it's Mashma that Rashi agrees with the Chiddush Rambam.
Rashi talking about Anonis.
What is it?
This
rock
is talking about
Elon. Yeah, that's something else, but because the Mishneh mentions here, the whole nation of Nihon in this garage is to Ireland. So we see him tell us, we have to look at the Chameisei, 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 that the example of Chameisei in the Mishneh and of Eim Chameisei Mechomov is also the same as Bakal Chameisei, Shemeis Baik of Yosef. Alright, now, okay. So Chameisei Shemeis Baik of Yosef Ochim Omei Bulba. Eim Chameisei Eim Chomov. So Shtei Masur Esrei, how do we know? Mishmer, Kidersi, El Basi, Shou, Bito, Loisigal, es pas grob es pas pito die ich mir mal sehe kann ich sehen kommen die vor du haben es hoch die roche wie wie bitte die auch es hat es na mit mensch bitte na bitte da so it can be bitte nicht stay and it can be bitte mal so sein und so sein so hat es es der bitte hier means du bitte die roche wie bitte mal so sein kommen ובידי מה לסוף זה קורה, וכן פסבי, הוא פסבי, דירופיטי נישטי, דירופיטי נישטי, היה בסינשטי, וכן נכסים אישו לביתו, לא יש לי ממנו, לא יש לי נשאחר, אבל בידי מה לסוף זה יום יום כולה עם אוכל, אם נשאר בידוש משהו, שהוא נישה, הוא נקבע הכי נעקב קודם לו, זאת אומרת, לא צריכה שזה, that when the, Mishneh mentions Bitei, it doesn't mean Bitei Mishneh, because Bitei Mishneh is why we have to resort to the elbow of Bitei. So then, down the elbow of Bitei Mishneh, so she's Basishneh. And Basishneh is mentioned separately. So Bitei has reference to Ibe, to Bitei Mishneh. So then, she couldn't be an elbow on the score of Basishneh, because she's not the mother of this Bitei is not his wife, was not married to her. So, there she is now going only on the score of Bitei. Right, now, הוא בזמה, הוא בזיש לי, הוא בזמה, הוא בזיתו. חמי צורם חמי זה למחור, אחרי זה הילי, ואחרי זה הילי, ואחרי זה ישתה, ושזוכי לי, מה הוא עצי? אחרי זה הילי, שלי זה איץ, הוא לא יכול להיות. If his sister, to the mother, was married to his brother to the father's side. In other words, so his brother to the father's side was allowed to marry a sister. This, now it's a woman and children. So who can marry a certain woman who is not related to a woman in any way. She was only step, what we call a stepsister. But a stepsister is Mutteres. You see, stepsister. Now, Shimon was Reuben's brother, to the father, but not to the same mother. And then Shimon had a sister to the mother's side, whose name was Sora, let's say. Then Reuben married Sora. So Sora is a sister of Shimon, but Reuben, she is Nochis, is stranger. No relationship, is stepsister. Stepsister is not a sister. So, Reuben was allowed to marry her. She needs his law and law, who mates. So she fell before whom? Before Shimon. She's Shimon's sister, had a sister, his sister, and a mother. So it's an elder. So she got to the Torah. Yechid achisime. She was a rochid yom. She yechidu gidu lelo b'rochid yom. Yechid yish vach niyad. Yafuno anach vach vom yiyad. Na mi halo, ma o halo mi ho. Abo kishimei, oche na me. What is Rashi? Well, all of a sudden, I mean, why does Rashi explain here this? I mean, Rashi wanted to tell us, the Chiyuv of Gidl is all about it off, so we should mention it before we explain the Mishnah. Why not here mention it? Well, very simple answer. Because here we see the certain Chiddush. Because, of course, that goes without saying, Rashi doesn't have to mention it, that Gidl is only by Ochid Nor. What I would say, maybe, Yidin is only by Ochid Nor, who is a good brother. Ochid Nor and Ochid Nor. So we see from this, that Yidin the Mishnah, that even if he's head of father, as long as he's head of father, by being his father now, so there is it. So how do we know? Akash ben Yaakov, because at all the Yaakov were brothers, well, all of them were brothers, no. But not all of them had the same mother. Some had different mother. And still they are called Achid. So we learn how to Achdash and Diako, just as it is Diako. So the important thing is Achno. So here too, the important thing is Achno. He doesn't have to be a full brother as long as he is the head brother of No. So there is the Shizohidim. Now the Shizohidim, Shemates, the Noso Ochidliom, Shehoiso Nochi says, we need to do it well. Now we want it again. Again, let's say Reuben and Shimon. So he married. Reuben married a woman whose name is Sobel, let's say. And Sobel is a stepsister of his. But no, he's allowed to marry his stepsister. Now, then Reuben has a brother Shimon. From the same father. And Shimon has the same father as Reuben. But he has a different mother than Reuben. So Sobel. Sobel and Shimon have the same mother, Shimon and Reuben have the same father. But Sobel and Reuben have no talent in common. So in other words, so Reuben was allowed to marry Sobel, his stepsister Sobel. And then, so Reuben married Sobel. Then Reuben died. And she fell before Shimon. Shimon was a brother of Reuben. Shimon is a brother of Reuben. But she said, the Ishe Zohi, not Musawi, the Ishe Zohi. I mentioned the terrible same example of my sister. So, in other words, Reuben was married to, it's not the same example, that was the example that should have given a connection of his name. But here it's a little different. In other words, Reuben married Reuben, who is the father of Yodhi, woman Shimon, married the Ishes Ochid Nimen. In other words, Shimon had a brother, let's say Yisrael, had a brother Yisrael, Nimen. A brother Yisrael, Nimen. And then, so Reuben and Shimon had the same father, but not the same mother.
and she will in this choir at the same mother, not the same father. So, and his choir, who is the brother of Shimon, Menimei, so was married to a certain woman whose name was Sarah. Then his choir died. And his choir died, so Reuben married Sarah. I mean, she was Mujeres to him, because she, Sarah is the wife of his stepbrother Israel. So it's Mujeres. So if they marry the wife of Israel, the wife of his stepbrother Israel. Now Israel was the head father of Shimon, from the mother, to the mother. Now then, so nevertheless, women and Shimon were had the same father, but different mothers. Now then, Shimon and Israel had the same mother, Now Israel was married to a woman called Sarah. Then Israel died. Now what is Israel? What is Sarah? Sarah is the wife of Reuben's stepfather. So when Israel died, so Reuben married the wife of Israel, the wife of his stepfather. Then Reuben died, and she fell in love for whom before she met, who is not a theory. So this is another one, because in this activity, so Israel was an orphan, a stranger, unrelated. But vis-à-vis Shimon, his wife was a part of Mire. So the Mire, this is what he said. Yes, he's talking Mire, Shimon, he not so often, no. So let's say that he's talking Mire, Shimon, but when Israel, who was the Ochim Mire of Shimon, was married to a certain woman and he died, and then when he died, so Reuben, the father, the Ochim Mire of Shimon, married Israel. So it's an Ochim test. Because so she is Israel, is unrelated, she's the wife of his stepfather. So Reuben was allowed to marry him. Reuben is going on with them, Reuben died. We lost both the dogs there before she met. We did, as soon as we did show each other, so he did not come along. That's the way you want it. Why so many Romans? What do you mean by so many Romans? Now what you see, Reuben and Shimon had one house with different mothers. They had one father with different mothers. Now, so at that time when you saw the battle, so Saul was allowed to get married to Reuben. But was she allowed to get married to Shimon? No. Because Saul was an ancient offering believer. But she didn't want to marry her, Reuben married. So then Reuben married, and she fell before Shimon. So she does so. Why? So as she said, that's what as she said. With she did. So ancient, the former, ancient Israel, is ancient of him. So in a certain way, why does he say, with his own soul? Is it not a human primo that are so many Romans? Why are so many Romans? Because of that, Talmud Rav Chana, in the Sefer Zamos, says a certain pshat. I don't think that this is the pshat enough. Rav Chana explains it on the basis of Pesach Shoahas. I don't think that our Lord of Pesach Shoahas has application. Because of the washing in Asher, the Mishahoy saw is a sochid, the human primo. We are so many Romans. Why are so many Romans? As you should say, repeat, she is a fucking leader. But the Pshat, I think the Pshat in Rashi, when he said that so many moments, there is a similar expression on the page. The Rashi says, oh, they could not do it. She made it a was. She made his name. It a was. So Rashi said, she made his name. He knows so often, a was. As soon as we but as soon as I miss his name. So Rashi here, you did the washing. As soon as we but you are how to make, because one could argue, why should they don't know what we are so? Because she's the wife of his son. But after the death of his son, she should be correct. That was his not like that. That even, though she's not his daughter now in any way, his son had died already some time ago, so she's still a so. So as she knew the door, she made her. Kalosi asu alayim on asu lacham today. So the main way to start is only reasonable to assume. Yeah. Yisrael, the Ochid Yide Yoshive, died. So, we must Ochid Lom. So, we should say to Eishes Ochid Basor. But now, so she shouldn't be Asor because the father Yisrael, the Ochid Yide, is dead for a long time. So, the doubt. But the thing is, not Asor Leilo. Just as Rashi says, we can come and say, Asur Leilom, even Maacham is made. So he says here, Asur Leilom, even Maacham, Maacham Misas, Ochet Bime, Ochet Bime. So he don't Asur, not the Soshar. That's the plain Shabbat. They should talk with Bime, Shemeis, we know so Ochet Bime, Shehoi Shom, Nochi Sechle, we may feel a bond, we love for the young Zerim, אסור לו, לפי שהוא יפסור, אין שסור חיפי בן תחילו. ואסור לו לא מייסקים בן אפטר, the death of his father Israel. דרסים, אין לו מעשה שסור חיפו, וגשנו את זה הרבה יותר, או חיפו, בין מורו, בין לי. So is it now? So is it now? All right. Now, ואין שסור חיפ שלו יהיה בלא מי, כי הוא בן שמי יצאו לבוני, ומילה ביורך לאחר מנצור, ושמוני רואים בי, ויום עד שימן, ויהי בנישתן, ולא נשאר כארץ, ומאים ולא יבואו, ונוח ושתיהם, ותמלאים. So it's a question of cheese, for example, who will she lay is the reward? We know that way, or the Hamiso, who she lay. We are matching him, we need to wish him. In other words, that's never back to him. Because there are two situations. There is one situation of Yibin Bahakemilad, and another situation is Neva Bahakemilad. Now, Rav Shimon is Chelikam Rabbon. And Rav Shimon is Chelikam Rabbon. The Rabbon say that if she's not showing the woman, what does the Tzore? She's not showing the woman. I mean, so she's an Rabbon, she's a Tzore, and Neva she matters the Tzore. Vein, Neva Bahakemilad, Vein, Yibin Bahakemilad. Rav Shimon is made to the Rabbon. In regard to the cadence of Neva Barakeni, but in regard to the cadence of Yim Barakeni Neva, Rav Shimon says that the Shizochi Shohoyo Rome can be Mishiachos. If it's Yim Barakeni, what does it mean Yim Barakeni Neva Barakeni? Now, there are three brothers altogether. Ruben, Shimon, and Levi is Royal Rome. Levi, if it's called Royal Rome, so that means that he was born after the death of Rome. After the death of Ruben, Levi, the third brother was born. Shimon was Hoyo B'Romei with Ruben, and Shimon is Hoyo B'Romei with Levi too. But Levi is more Hoyo B'Romei vis-a-vis Ruben, because he was born after the death of Ruben. So one case is that they were, first they were two brothers, Ruben and Shimon. Levi was not the same born. So Ruben died, and the wives of Ruben fell even before Shimon. Then, let's say, Ruben died in his nigga. Then, in Iyar, Levi was born. And in Siben, Shimon was Miyah. And then, Shimon died. And then they fall before Levi. So, we have two details. That's Neva Barakeni. Yim Barakeni Neva would mean that, let's say, they were two brothers originally, Ruben and Shimon. Ruben died in Nisi. And then, in Iya, Shimon was Miyabe, Eishes Ruben, in Iya. Then, in Siben, Levi was born. That's Yim Barakeni. So, in the case of Neva Barakeni, so, Reb Shimon's made a chacham that Levi cannot be Miyab in the second year. He cannot be Miyab the Eish Esochim for the Rome. He cannot be Miyab. But Reb Shimon is chilek in regard to the case of Yim Barakeni. Now, what is Rashi mentioned here? Yim Barakeni, Yim or Yim Barakeni? Reb Shimon is chilek in the Rome. The Rome is chilek in the Rome. ונראה לראות לאחר מזה, ושמוי מהיר. So that's Leila. And בוא מתשיב עם יום משתה. So it's Leila בקיים. Why? Because Rashi, the Gemara says, die Brut der Ultramarie. Die Frage ist, was kostet man? Ultramarie. So, die Frage ist, die Brut der Ultramarie. So, that means, that the Kame of the Mishnah doesn't want to mention something that is controversial, that is going to be like that. That was, the Kame of the Mishnah mentions only something that is, that's a little cool. So, the Frage ist, the Kache is, why does he mention the whole thing? Of Petrus from Seir, they come to Mishamal, and the Arbot doesn't matter as far. So the Gemara says, Mishamal mocking Seir, so that's not good. But the Kshimel mocking Rabbanon is good. So maybe that means that the Mishnah, whatever the Mishnah says, is true not only Ali Rabbanon, is true Ali the Kshimel too. So that's why Rashi doesn't explain it, doesn't mention the case of Yibma HaKemila. Because the Brut of Ultramayre, because according to Rabshina and Bilim Barakeneva, so she would have it in the second year. So he mentions an example that is already cool out. So that's why he mentioned the example of the case of Miller Barakeneva. Why? Kehum Shemin Oivar. The Miller Oivar of Aranisa. And Shemin Oivar. Beyond that Shemin. Beyond that Shemin. Bilim Nishma. So it's Miller Barakeneva. The way is Shacharis. Who make the one, not who stay and with the way, who stay and do it, yes. Who can change the machine and ask him on the way, one is called it on the way. If he changes the sound, he calls it. He shows an eye is a big part of it. He sees the cool way, he calls it, he has a car to the same way, he makes it so. Or he walk in with the scene. He should make the one, he shy around. He's so rich for the one, he makes the one, don't say, Lord, surely. He sees the Shvach in the other. שהוריש לו הם בישיב האחד בלילה, והיו כך, שנצחו בנס פרעוי בניס הרעילה. כי שסך חילש לו בון. See, now, כבוכונו נקוויתם, this expression in Rashi, of והיו כך משווי צחו בנס פרעוי בניס הרעילה, כי שסך חילש לו בון, with the expression in Rashi in connection of the שסך חילים. Because there Rashi also says, כפי שאוהב שלו יש שסוכת מיני תחילו ועשו לו אילומיס ועשו לו אילומיס and here he also says ביום כך משמי זכות עם עשר עלי מישראל but there is a difference there is a distinction in the expression used by Rashi in connection with the שסוכת מיני and in connection and expression used by Rashi in connection of the Shesochit for the Lomit. Because in connection of the Shesochit, Rashi doesn't say, Lifi Shehoiso, a Shesochit, Vinime, Tchilo, Vasu Ola Yolomis, Ke Shesochit, Shei Shobani. It doesn't say Ke Shesochit, Shei Shobani. Here it says, Ke Shesochit, Shei Shobani. So we have to, so that in itself shows that this expression, the expression of Asum Olimomis, Asum Olimom, in connection with Yisrochit Shlohim Olimom, does not have the same connotation as the expression Asum Olimomis in connection with Yisrochit Olimom. Why? What's the meaning? Now Rashi is not involved in words, Rashi is deductive. Rashi doesn't say one superfluous word. Why does Rashi inject the Hilkah? משמייס רובי נסחו עלי ואיסר אימון כששוח יפיר, כששוח שיש לו בו why do they have to inject this expression כששוח שיש לו בו he should say ביוקח משמייס רובי נסחו עלי ואיסר אימון just as in connection with the שסוח יפיר he says we be sure so the שסוח יפיר we need to do much more than this he doesn't say כששוח יפיר כששוח יפיר why would somebody here inject that expression that additional expression So apparently he's citing a certain expression. Where do we find this expression? This expression of Kesheh's Ochim Sheish Levanu that we find in connection with the Aloche of Nesel Shachas, the funnel in the world. Now, turn to Dachwan Adam Adale. We have many Mishnahs again. Third Mishnah. Shloi Shachim, Dachwan Adam Adale, the third Mishnah. Shloi Shach, three quadrants. Gubei, Shim, and Levi.
married to him, he sleeps in the house. So Reuben was married to Leah. Shimon was married to Rachel, who is a sister of Leah. The Achon Levi was Mochitz. I mean, Levi was not so to Bilo. Bilo is not a sister of Leah and Rachel. The Achon was not. Meets Achon Barachitz. Reuben, the husband of Leah, died. So, and he had no children. So, Leah, there was a king of Yiv. So, Levi, the brother, the husband of Bilo. Bilo is not a sister of Rachel. So the Kenites, Nosunoch is a sister. So Levi married Zohar, the wife of Reuben. Now, why did Levi marry her? How is it that Shimon didn't marry her? Not because he didn't want, but he couldn't. Because Shimon was married to Rachel. So when Leah, and Leah, the wife of Reuben, he was a sister of Rachel, Achisichte, Zenerabot. And Rachel was alive. Achisichte is only Mutter, Achisichte. But Rachel was alive. So she couldn't be Yahweh, Leah, the wife of Reuben. Who was able to be Yahweh, Leah, the wife of Reuben? Levi was married to a Mochis, to Bilo, who is not a sister of Leah. So Levi was able. So the key day is not to his assistant. So Levi was the young married Leah, the wife of Reuben. And then, Umeiso Ishtesh Oshay. Then, Rochel died. Vakei, Meisos Nochis. Then, Levi died. So then Levi died. So that's our halacha, special halacha of Nesachat. In other words, here we had two nephews, not one nephew. We had two nephews. We had three brothers, Reuben and Shimon were married to the sisters. Reuben was married to Leah, and Shimon was married to Rachel, the sister of Leah. Levi was married to Bilo, who was not his sister. So the first death occurred with Reuben died. Meisachot Malachoyes. That's the first nephew. So Leah was the nephilis. Now, Shimon couldn't be Yahweh. Achisich. At that time, Rachel was alive. So he couldn't marry Leah. So who married Leah? Who was Miyad Leah? Leah. That was the first Nephilim. But at the time of the first Nephilim, so Leah became a Subo to Shimon. Because Och was alive. So at the time of the first Nephilim, when Reuben died, that represented the first Nephilim. So when Reuben died, that was the first Nephilim. So Shimon became Osea in Leah, because Achisishte, right? Ocher was alive. But who married her? Leah. Then Ocher died. After Leah was Yahweh Leah, so Ocher died. And then Leah died. Now the second Nephilim. And now there is no more Rochel, because Rochel is dead. So there is no Yisrael Achisishte. Now, Vakei makes no Sinochis. So, in other words, and then he left two wives. I mean, his own wife, Bilo, who he had been married all the time, and then Leah, who originally was wife of Reuben. So now, Leah is not a soul. Leah is not a soul now, mitzad achisishte, to Shimon. So to Shimon. Shimon, why? Because it's achisishte, lacham is a sinishte. Ochel is dead. But, so I would say, what he said is dead. Eshizochim. So in every case of Nephilim, in every Nephilim there is Eshizochim. The Torah was mother is a son. So what problem is there? Why shouldn't Shimon be able to be the Yadrin later now? As an account of the second Nephilim, from Levi to Shimon, there was a first Nephilim, from Reuven to Levi. Now Levi died, there is a second Nephilim. So we could argue that Shimon should be able to marry Leah. What kind of these are you there? And she says, every time of him, every case of him, there is a Shimon. But that was Uta. Achisishte, no, Rochem is dead. And Achisishte is not a son of Rochem, is a sister. So the Mishnah said, so we should say that Shimon can be the Abu, Leah, the wife, of Levi, and formerly the wife of Reuven. But the Mishnah says, no, Shimon cannot be the young Levi. Why not? Because at the time of the first Nephilim, when Reuven died, so then Rochel was alive. So she became Asuro to Rochel. So why? Because of these things. So he became Asuro to Leah. So Shimon at the time of the first Nephilim. So Shimon became a Oseh in Leo, because Leo was Achiz Ochel, Ochel was like that. So Kim, Shemesho, Shoachas, so Asur of the Moni is even the second Nephilim, where Levi dies, and there is no Ochel. So it's also Asur. It's a special Dios Akosu. That's the thing. Achiz Asur of the Moni is what does it like? So then the Gemara says, Omar Abud Omar Abud, call the Homo, Shemari Kepi Bom Shasti Dio, You want more yoni or leo? How many can she say she is for money basu? So where is the expression get? How many can she say she is for money basu? I mentioned in connection with the theme of Mesmer Shabbos. So it's especially just a question. We deduce it from the question. You want more yoni or leo? So in other words, if Mesmer Shabbos, you want not Mesmer Shabbos, Shabbos Mishas, but Mesmer Shabbos, for example, here. So it's Nesko Shachas. So Leo became Masuro Shachas when? At the time of the first Nephilim. When Reuven died. So she became Masuro to Shimon, because at that time Rochel was born to Zach, and Elv Machizichte. At that time Leo was an Elv Machizichte to Shimon. So now in the second Nephilim, when Levi died, and Rochel is not alive, she's also Masuro, because Nesko Shachas. So it's a special halacha. Special to the Kosu, if not for that special to the Kosu. So, in view of the fact that at the time of the second Nephilim, Rochel is dead, so he should be able to be Yavim. So she should be able to be Yavim later. But because we apply the special halacha of Nesho Shachas, and when the Gemara formulates the halacha of Nesho Shachas, the Gemara employs the expression, Harei Kishesach Sheish Lobodim Vasho. Now, so it's only reasonable to assume that the reason as to why Ashe injected, Ashe does not like to indulge in words, so the reason as to why Ashe, in discussing the second Nephilim in connection with Eshesochi for a little moment, so he injected the expression, Eshesochi, Jehoiada Bonim, בהירקה, משמי ישרובה, נסחו הרי מישראל, כי שסח שמי שלבונים. Why did he check his שסח שלבונים? Why? שסח, what's the same שסח שלבונים? Because this is the expression that is used in connection with the הלוכה of נסחו שעץ. So Rashi here means the הלוכה of נסחו שעץ. But when Rashi discusses the deal of the שסח נימה, he doesn't employ the expression Keshesach and Sheish Lavonim. Because there he doesn't mean that. There he means simply. Because in, let's say, when Yisroel, the stepfather of Reuven, and the head brother, the Ochel Nivei of Shimon, you see, married Tzor, and then Yisroel died. So, and then Reuven, who is a stepfather, marries the wife, Lesor, the wife of the spoiler, the stepfather of Reuven. He was no Nephilim, no Nephilim. A stranger, what kind of Nephilim were they? There was no Nephilim. No relationship whatsoever. So then,
So there, Ishisachi, of course, I mean, there was no relationship between Israel and Ruben. There was a relationship between Israel and Shimon, because of Achim Yimei. But no Nifimo, because where is there Nifimo? By Achim Yimei. By Achim Yimei, you have only Nifimo. Achim Yimei is like an icon. He's a brother. But he's not that kind of a brother between whom there is a Zikin. So there was no Nifimo. The Aloha of Nesra Shoachas has no application, because Nesra Shoachas is only if Ishas Nifimo was Nesra. But in the case where Yisroel died, let's say first of all, it could be that Yisroel didn't have a brother Meoni. He didn't have. Who says that Yisroel had a brother Meoni? We know that Yisroel had a brother Meoni. So there was no Zikasim in respect to any of them. And even if, let's say, Yisroel had a brother, Yisroel, let's say, who was a brother of Yisroel, Miron. But, so there was a Zike vis-a-vis Yisroel. But insofar as Yisroel is concerned, there is no Zike. Because insofar as Shimon is concerned, there is no Zike. Because Yisroel and Shimon are only brothers from the mother. So, Nesro Shoachas, he's only Shaykh, that's for Shaykh, which has to feel it. That is the moral as well. But what I said, I saw the wrong is, even after the death of the brother, Yisroel, so which is Rashi, or just as Rashi said, I saw the wrong is, in respect to Kadosh, after the death of the son. So, here it doesn't employ the expression, Rashi doesn't inject the expression, Jesus, Och, Sheesh, or Bani. But here, in the connection with Yisroel Shalom, he mentioned the expression Yisroel. Why? Because this thing is based upon the halacha, apparently. And Asher bases it upon the halacha of Nesra Shoachas. Now let's see. Now the Pshimen, Asher, we saw that the reason as to why Asher mentioned the example in connection with Yisroel Shalom, so he mentioned the example of Neilad Barakenim, not even Barakenim, because we prove from the Kamaya, and Rashi wants to explain the Mishneh, Alumi Kulal, not on Alumi the Rabbanon, but also Alumi the Rachim, and Alumi the Rachim, and if it's him Barakenim, so then, in the second Nifilah, he kept in the Abu. So in order that it should be explained, even Alumi the Rachim, Rashi applied the Mishneh to the case of Nilar Barakenim. Rachim is made to the Rabbanon in regard to the case of Nilar Barakenim. Now, the Shimon is distinguishing between Neva Barakenim and him Barakenim. Now, we have to understand, why does the Shimon distinguish between Neva Barakenim and him Barakenim? So, it's very reasonable to say that according to Shimon, the whole halacha of Ishisoch Shalom Yomim, that she is an Arab, even in the second Nifil, of course, Bishlam in the first Nifil is an Arab, because there is the Xerasakosu of Kilei Shvachim Yam. So, I mean, so, that doesn't require an explanation why, let's say Reuben died. There were two brothers, Reuben and Shimon. And Reuben died and his lady wasn't born. Then, a month after the death of Reuben, lady was born. And so the reason is why lady cannot be young after he's born. The anxious for lady is because she's an elder, she's a socket, she'll hold her lady. Because Reuben and lady will hold her lady. And didn't have one Yeshiva Beilo. So, if there is an selfish act, that doesn't require this much. But the Mishnah says that Levi cannot be Miyabeh, Ishis Ruben, even the second. Let's say, Ruben died, and Shimon was Miyabeh. Then, Shimon died. And then what the Mishnah says, Levi cannot be Miyabeh, the Ishis Shimon, formerly Ishis Ruben, in the second. But vis-a-vis Shimon, it's already Hoyopilah. So, the Mishnah still says that he cannot be Miyab. He cannot be Miyab, even the second Levi, who was Rohoyo Milomei vis-a-vis Ruben, cannot be Miyab. The woman who at one time was Eshes Ruben, and then she was Miyab, and now she's Eshes Shimon. And so, even the second Levi, Levi cannot be Miyab. Why? So, according to the Shimon, apparently, it's based, we can say that, we can reasonably explain it that way. That I'm not saying that that's the only possible shot, but that's a reasonable shot. That according to Rav Shimon,
it's based upon the halacha of Nesach Shalachas. If it's a case of Leila, back in the Ubin Dagenism, and then Shimon was born in Eliyah, and then, that's Shimon. Well, Shimon was alive all the time. Ubin Dagenism, and then Levi was born in Eliyah, and then in Sidon, Shimon was alive all the time. Mary was Miyabe, anxious woman. And then, years later, Shimon died. And before he played, so Hepshim is later, since it's never back in Eden, in view of the fact that Levi was born, before Shimon was Miyabe, anxious woman, so now when Shimon died, Levi can have been Miyabe. Why not? What do you say? That was all right in the first thing. So the Nefilah was Mikeach Ruben, and Ruben and Levi did not have Yishlach Abel. But Shimon was going to be Abner in Sin. Now it's many years later, and Shimon died. Now she fought before Levi. So the Nefilah now is Mikeach Shimon. Shimon was holding him on Levi. Why shouldn't Levi be able to be Abner? The wife of Shimon, who formerly was the wife of Obed, it's now the Nefilah is Mikeach Shimon. So the answer is, in view of the fact that Levi was born before Shimon was Miyabi. When was Levi born? Levi was born in Yeah, and Shimon was Miyabi in Sidon after the birth of Levi. So when Levi was born, it was still Shastafila. Because Shastafila is considered the whole time, the whole period, from the moment that the deceased mother died until his surviving father married. That Shastafila, let's say it takes 10 years, the intervening period between the death of the deceased brother and the marriage by the surviving father is 10 years. So that means that there is a Shastafila of 10 years. Now, so the moment when Levi was when Shimon Levi was born in Eliyah, and Shimon was Miyabi after Eliyah. So that means that the moment Levi was born, the wife of Reuben became Osaran. True, he was a cotton, he was a teenager, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't Tamar Osaran. The moment Levi was born, so the wife of Reuben became Asurotin. Why? Because Eishesochim Shohoi Rabbin. So it's Nesbo Shalachas, and that was Shastafila, because Levi was born before the union by Shimon. So it's Nesbo Shalachas. Then Shimon was Miyabi. After she became Moser, and Levi. So Shimon was Miyabi, and years later Shimon died. So now she falls with Keach Shimon, and Shimon is only belonging to Levi. So we say no, Levi cannot be Miyabi, the wife of Shimon, formerly the wife of Levi. Why? Because that's for Shalachas. Because when Levi was born in Eliyah, so then Eishes Ruben became Moshe, and that was Shastafila, because it was still before the Yidden by Shimon. So it's that's for Shalachas. So that's for Leonis. Masha'ed came. So that's the reason that's why Shimon. That's the reason that's why Shimon is made there. That's the reason why Shimon is made there. That in the case of Leila Bahakehim, so it's not going to be open in the second degree, but Levi cannot be Yamina. But suppose it's in Bahakehim. Suppose Reuben died in this, and in Eliyah Shimon was the Yamina. In Sivan, Levi was born. Now the moment Shimon was the Yamina, so the Zikir was born out. There was no more Shastafila. Kim Shekim Zarekish Kodobo. So there is no more Shastafila. So true, when Levi was born in Sidon, she is already married, a Yudin, to Shimon, but it, of course it's Neskor, Mitzad Eishesach, but it's not just Nefilah, because it's already, the moment Levi is born, so it's already after Nefilah, so it's not Neskor Shalachas, which has Nefilah. So remember then when Shimon died, so now she falls before Levi. She falls before Levi because of the Nefilah from Shimon,
And with Shimon writing his holocromy, so that is the answer. That's the reason as why what Shimon distinguishes between Nerebach and Yibbe Bakenelat. Alright, so that's why Rashi mentions here. He rejects the expression that is used, that Lamed Gemara, when Gemara formulated the Aloche of Nesra Shachas, because here it's based upon Nesra Shachas. So that's true in the Kachim. But the Rabbonon saying that even Yitma Kenela, and then Shimon died. So we cannot remember. Now, so there we cannot say that it is because of Nesra Shachas. Because Nesra Shachas depends on Pashas Tekila. That's the Rosh Nagmore, the Flamet. The Flamet. Only if it's Rosh Nagmore, it will be Shas Tekila, Yom Yom. Only if it's Nesra Shas Tekila. Not. But here, in the case of Yitzhak and Eilat, Rubin died in Eastern. Shimon was young in Eir. Levi was born in Sivan. So, when Levi was born, when did Shachar was around? Before he was born, she wasn't also around. So only when it was born, no more thinking, no more feeling, nothing. So it's not necessary to have the feeling. Why, if years later she died, and then she won't believe it, why do the Rabbanon of Rashi say that it cannot be Yama? So according to the Rabbanon, I don't think it could be based on that. Because necessary to could only apply to the case of the... Necessary to have would only apply to the case of Leila Bakeli, not in the case of Yid Bakeli, and I want to continue to say, in the case of Yid Bakeli, so then the lady cannot be the wife of Shimon, which formerly was the wife of Reuben, who formerly was the wife of Reuben, even the second year. So there are two ways of shocking the Rabbanon. So there are two ways of explaining the Rabbanon. One way of explaining the Rabbanon is that there is a special Zerzakosov here. That even after Shimon, even though Levi was born after the Yidden by Shimon, so the relative to the Shisochim Shalom Bilome, the Zikah continues. Even after is Yah. True, the general principle is and he can divorce her and he doesn't have to give a chutzah. So the moment he wants the album, so the zikin is fucked. But vis-a-vis, there is a special zerasakosu that is that the tefillah continues, that the zikin continues. So according to Rabbah, so Mimele, even Ma'akeleva, if woman died in Nisan, Shimon was the album in Nia, and Levi was born in Sidon. So true, at the time Levi is born, there is no Zikah generally speaking, but in regard to Eshisochet for Eilu Lomei, the Zikah still continues. So it's still Shastik. I mean, why should we say that? In Zaraskona we certainly couldn't say that. But maybe there is a Zaraskos. Now there is a Rosh in the Gemara, turn to the Gemara that protests on Vegas. The fifth line from the bottom of the oven. You test on the base the fifth line from the bottom of the oven. Yosef Rav Mashe Barzvi, Kami Rabune Yosef Gona. My time with Rav Shimon. My time with Rav Shimon didn't come a time. Boom, what's the head of Rondo Shahabisa? So that washing itself indicates that the business why Rav Shimon distinguishes between Nirvak and Yib. So then, it is also the woman that someone is second to And Yitzhak and Eilat, what Yitzhak and Eilat Roman is Mutter, the second Mechile, is based upon the Aloche of Nesra Shachas. So, Elo, my time is in Abolo. So the Mora says, we don't need an explanation for Shimon. Shimon is very logical. We need an explanation for Abolo. Why did Abolo say that even the case of Yitzhak and Eilat, so she is Asura in the second Mechile? There is not trying to say Nesra Shachas. So we can explain. We can explain this chapter in the morning. That these are Jews, so it's already been made. So even after the Yibum by Shimon, the Zikah continues. So maybe when Levi is born after the Yibum by Shimon, it's still considered just a feeling. If it's considered just a feeling, so maybe we can apply the Aloche Ja, wo trzeba się do dalszych dyspozycji o badaniu głębokości. Są myli i znaczy z tym. That's one way. But it's possible to explain the Rabbonah in the middle. That even now the Rabbonah are also in the middle. That if it's in the back in the lab, so that it's not Chayyarech, that when Levi is born at the Eden Bashine, that it's still Shazik. Even vis-a-vis Ochre Shmoyer Lomen, it's still not considered Shazik. This is the case spoke out with the Eden Bashine. Oh, so then we ask, if the Zikin spoke, if the Zikin spoke, at the moment Shimon is beyond me, even in regard to Ochre Shmoyer Lomen, so the Zikin spoke with the Eden Bashine, and so then when Shimon dies, there is a second Israel. And vis-a-vis Shimon, Levin's holy woman, why shouldn't Levin be able to be as a Shimon? So the Rabbi holds that, too, there is a second Israel. So the second Israel is in Giyat Shimon. So the second Israel that is in Giyat Shimon can only be Matir, the Ishes Ach that emanates from the Ishes of Shimon. But the second Israel, there cannot be Matir, the Ishes Ach, that emanates from the Ishes of Ruben. She is two Ishes Achs. She is in a twofold manner, she is an Ishes Ach. She is an Ishes Ach, in other words, in regard to Levi, she is a double Ishes Ach. She is an Ishes Ach of Shimon. So Levi should be also to marry her because she is wife of his father Shimon, so that the material of Shimon is Matir, the Ishes Ach of Shimon. But she, formerly she was the wife of Ruben, so she's also an Ishes Ach of Ruben. So maybe the Rabban say, even in the case of Yibn Ba'akeleila, true in the case of Yibn Ba'akeleila, we cannot apply the aloche of Nesra Sha'achas, because Nesra Sha'achas is based upon Shas Nefile, and by Yibn Ba'akeleila, so when Levi was born, so he wasn't Shas Nefile, the Zikr was already, had already been Poka. Had already been Poka, one second, had already been Poka. But the reason is why the Rabban say, even by Yibn Ba'akeleila, so she's a sumo in the second Nefile. Because she's an Ishes Ach. So you ask, everyone is an Ishes Ach. In Machname, everyone is an Ishes Ach. But there is a special Zasakosu that he, Yitpile, is Matir, the Ishes Ach. But here there are two Ishes Ach. We are faced with two Ishes Ach. This woman who now falls before him as Mikheyach Shimon, but she at one time she was the wife of Ruben. So the Nefile from Ruben is Hoyerulam, and Shimon is Hoyerulam in Pizahim. But Ruben is not Hoyerulam. So the Nefile, the second Nefile, the Nefile, Mikheyach Shimon, can be Matir the Yisrael Shesach that emanates from the Ishes of Shimon. But the Nefile that from Shimon to Levi cannot be Matir the Yisrael Shesach that emanates from the Ishes of Ruben. One second, so you ask. So now the question arises, so why does Shimon say by Yibn Ba'akeleila that she's with Teres? So we say because by Yibn Ba'akeleila there is no Nesra Sha'achas, because it's not just Nefile. But without recourse to Nesra Sha'achas, how can Levi marry her? He's marrying the wife of Shimon and he's also marrying the wife of Ruben. So the Nefile, Mikheyach Shimon, is Matir the Nisar Shesach of Shimon, but how can the Nefile of Mikheyach Shimon be Matir the Yisrael Shesach of Ruben? The answer is Rav Shimon holds, since the Amor Tulam is not even two separate Tulam. In other words, she's a Shesach in double way, but it's the same Yisrael. And since the Nefile from Mikheyach Shimon is Matir the Shesach emanating from the Ishes of Shimon, so the Nefile from Shimon is capable of being Matir, the Ishes Ach emanating from the Ishes of Ruben also. That's the Shite of Shimon. But Rabbanu is Chelek, so we don't have to resort to Nesra Sha'achas. But Rashi wants to explain the Mishnah with the Gaon of Rav Shimon also, so that's why he emphasizes the expression of Nesra Sha'achas, Ishes Ach, Sheyesh Lo.